Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 12th. Coming up, we'll learn that hundreds of immigrants are skipping appointments and leaving prescriptions at the pharmacy since Republican President Donald Trump returned to office. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A program that helps Black students transition to the University of Illinois has been put on hold. IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Orellana reports it's led to questions about the funding situation at the U of I's African American Cultural Center in Urbana.
At a meeting with students Monday night, campus officials explained that rising costs have led to reduced hours at the Cultural Center, and the early arrival program for new students, known as Circuit, is on pause because the grant that funded it ran out. U of I junior Taylor Ariana McKinney went through the program, and she says she worries about students who will miss out.
My primary concern is that this foundation that was laid out for me is not going to be laid out for the previous students that are coming in. I can honestly say that without Circuit, I would not be where I am today.
Campus officials say they're trying to find additional funding and that they expect to bring the Circuit program back soon. I'm Stephanie Orellana, IPM News.
Many schools will have e-learning days, early dismissals, or closings today because of the wintry weather. In Champaign County, Heritage CUSD 8 and Tolona Unit 7 schools will dismiss early in the 11 a.m. hour. In Ford County, Gibson City, Melvin, Sibley CUSD 5 will have an e-learning day. In Vermilion County, Danville School District 118 is closed today, and Hoopston Area CUSD 11 will hold an e-learning day. We have a list of these school changes on IPMNewsroom.org. The Democratic Party of Champaign County is taking applications as the current county treasurer plans to retire at the end of the month. Cassandra C.J. Johnson was elected treasurer in 2020 and re-elected in 2022. That leaves Champaign County Democrats looking for someone to fill Johnson's vacancy through 2026. The party will vet applicants and select a nominee to serve as the next treasurer. Whoever the party nominates will need final approval from the county board. Oil refiners and fuel importers are required by federal law to blend a certain volume of biofuels, like ethanol, or buy credits from companies that do their own blending. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that biofuel industry leaders expect the new administration to increase that volume.
The Environmental Protection Agency sets renewable volume obligations, or RVOs, for the fuel industry. Biofuel advocates say the requirements have not kept pace with recent growth in ethanol and biodiesel. The EPA's new head, Lee Zeldin, said during his confirmation hearing that he's committed to setting appropriate and timely RVOs. Kevin Studer is the VP of Government Relations at the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
And I think it's our job at Corn Growers to hold his feet to the fire on those words, as we did with President Trump many years ago on a lot of ethanol policy.
Studer spoke at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. Nearly half of the corn grown in the U.S. goes to ethanol. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll learn that hundreds of immigrants are skipping appointments and leaving prescriptions at the pharmacy since Republican President Donald Trump returned to office. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today? Cloudy with snow likely, possibly mixing with sleet or freezing rain at times and a high of 31 degrees. 1 to 2 inches of snow accumulation possible with a northeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with snow ending by midnight and a low of 18 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22 degrees. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 8 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour, and for Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 33 degrees and a southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Walter Broad was a teacher, lawyer, and the first Black prosecutor and judge in Rock Island. But he also spent time as a doo-wop singer and had firsthand experience with the racial unrest of mid-century Chicago. He recounts all that and more in a new memoir named for his mother. It's called Bessie's Prayer. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. For many immigrants in the Chicago area, the fear of being detained by law enforcement is already affecting their health. Hundreds of immigrants are skipping appointments and leaving prescriptions at the pharmacy since Republican President Donald Trump returned to office. Kristen Schorsch takes you inside a free clinic to show you the chilling effect.
Margaret Bavis is a nurse practitioner. We're in an exam room at Community Health on the West Side, where she's treated patients for about 10 years. She calls a lot of them rock solid. They always come to their appointments.
The majority of patients that I see have diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. They have chronic diseases where they really need to be seen on a regular basis. So when I say that people are rock solid and they come in every 3 months for me to like check on them and adjust, if they don't come in, I get very nervous about what's going on.
And that's what's happening. Lately, some of her regular patients stop showing up. Bavis tells me about a patient who came in for lab work recently after skipping her appointment the week before. The patient was in tears. She was worried about getting caught up in an immigration raid and separated from her family.
And she's like, right now, I just am so afraid and I can't go anywhere and I can't go to the hospital. Like, I can't do anything. And it's just been very, very heartbreaking to just hear that kind of despair from people.
Community Health takes care of a lot of immigrants, and most of their patients are uninsured. In the first 2 weeks after Trump took office, nearly 30% of patients skipped their doctor's appointments or lab tests here. That's more than 300 missed visits. There are other signs of their absence. During a recent visit to their pharmacy, I see two shelves filled with small brown paper bags full of prescriptions people haven't picked up for more than a week.
We have Janumet, which is for diabetes. So this patient and cholesterol medication.
That's Elsa Bishop. She's the assistant director of pharmacy.
So we also have insulin here for patients. So depending on how much they have at home, they definitely need these meds.
Providers don't have to imagine what delays in care look like. They've seen this before during the pandemic, when people skipped even basic care and got sicker. Many other clinics and hospitals say they don't keep track of who's missing appointments, but they are shifting to virtual visits for patients who don't want to leave home. There are other signs of the chilling effect of Trump's deportation threats. Immigrants are afraid to renew public benefits like food assistance and health care for their children. This has all happened before, during Trump's first term. Irma Barrientos is a program manager at Mano a Mano Family Resource Center in North Chicago. She says calls for help have dramatically dropped from
anywhere from 50 to 60 calls a day. And in these last 2 weeks, we'll receive maybe 3 to 5 calls of individuals looking to apply.
Fewer people also are applying for help to pay hospital bills.
We're going to have this vicious cycle of people having to go to the ER as their last resort and having these huge medical bills that everyone in America has.
There are helpers trying to navigate immigrants through all this fear. Community Health plans to open another clinic so patients don't have to travel so far for medical care. Bavis, the nurse practitioner, tries to keep perspective. She thinks about how her health center has helped immigrants before.
I'm not saying that I'm giving up hope and I want to be strong for my patients and for my community, but I think right now, today, it just feels really hard. I'm worried about what's going to happen. I think sometimes with all the politics, people just lose sight of the humanity of people.
She says she's worried. This is just the start.
I'm Kristen Schorsch.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Stephanie Orellana, Reginald Hardwick, Arjun Tucker, Rachel Kramer, and Kristen Schorsch. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.